The Cardinals are very pleased to announce that we've reached a one-year agreement with Adam Wainwright to be our starting pitcher next year in 2022. It's great that he'll be back with Yadi and have an opportunity to hit some milestones as a tandem in the 22 seasons, although they've hit so many already. Of course, more than that is he's been a very effective pitcher throughout his career, one of the greatest Cardinals ever, and has really led the staff a number of years, and just look what he's accomplished this year. I think back to when he broke in and what he did as a young reliever, helping us win playoffs and world championships, and he's just been a wonderful player, and he's been a really wonderful person and leader, as well as being a great player. I know the younger guys look up to him. He's always willing to help other pitchers on the staff, particularly young pitchers coming up. And we couldn't ask for a better Cardinal. So we're thrilled that Adam will be with us next year. And who knows, maybe beyond, hopefully beyond. We look at him as a lifetime Cardinal and one whose legacy will remain among the top players forever. So, Adam, great to have you back next year and looking forward to this year's playoffs. We're not ready to turn the switch to next year yet. We've got a lot of work to do this year.
Bill, we'd be remiss not to ask you about on the radio broadcast yesterday, there was a statement that I believe the phrase was word on the street is that the team or that the DeWitts specifically were looking to sell. I know that that has been refuted, but wanted to ask you personally, since we had this chance, about that and what your feeling is about sort of the long-term look of the DeWitt ownership here.
I just can't imagine in my wildest dreams where that came from, to be honest. I mean, there's been no thought in our family of selling. And when I heard it, I heard that that statement was made. I just couldn't figure it. But, you know, people speculate for whatever reason. But there's absolutely zero interest in our my son and I and the rest of the family in selling our interest. So there's nothing there.
Any other further questions for Bill or Mo?
I just follow up with that, Bill, just the longevity of your ownership and what that's meant and sort of what you see in the next, I know you always look at a 4 or 5 year plan, but what you see in the next 4 or 5 years for this team, particularly as the shortened season and last year get in the rearview mirror, we hope for everybody.
Well, I think we're in a really good place in terms of the team and the way some of the younger players have come through and shown what we thought they could be. It's pretty exciting. We've got, a good system with some top young prospects that we expect to see in the not too distant future. So, I'm very optimistic about what it looks like in the next number of years.
And Walton?
Mo, you mentioned that getting the Nolan Arenado situation resolved was your important gate before moving on to Molina and Wainwright a year ago. Do you see these two deals now this year sort of being that first juncture as well? And if so, how do you see your positioning heading into the offseason? I know the season's not over, but of course you're already planning ahead for 2022.
I definitely felt like from a team building standpoint, it made sense for us to try to resolve these situations before we got into the off season, because otherwise naturally it would have just created speculation or questions on what's going to happen with them and where we stood. But this allows us now to focus on our specific needs as we approach the off season. Candidly, I think we all have some ideas of what that may look like, but in terms of actually having that sort of end of the year meeting to set the GPS and course strategy, we haven't done. So I don't think I'm going to go down that path yet, because I don't want to put that answer into anybody's minds. But you know, I think we all would agree that getting Yadi and Adam done before the season ended is a good thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben Fredrickson.
Hey, Mo, we've asked you a lot about this offense at times when the numbers weren't good. But now the numbers in the second half are very good. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on how this offense and this lineup has come together, not just in this surge, but really kind of since late June. And if you think that this is, you know, what you guys were searching for all along.
Yes, of course. This is what we were hoping for all along. But I think it's really the emergence of the outfield. I mean, Bill touched on it a little bit on how some of these younger players have stepped up. And when you look at the type of year Tyler O'Neill's having, it's a monster year. And you bookend him with Goldie and Arenado. And then you're also seeing production out of Bader. Dylan Carlson's gotten very hot. Clearly, even when we lost Paulie D., you saw Sosa step up, and then Yadi's been a constant contributor. So I think the biggest thing when you look at this club and you think back to late May and really that dark month of June, we just weren't our team. You had Paulie out, you had Bader out, you had O'Neill miss some time, you had just a lot of things going from an offensive standpoint that just – things weren't clicking. And, you know, I think internally we've made some adjustments on how we approach hitting. And I think the outcome or the performance is something that we're all seeing together. None of this, we speculated, was going to create this 17-game run. But what we were hoping for is to see us be able to put up some numbers early in a game and then also continue to add on late in the game. And I think over the last month and a half, that's what we've been able to witness.
Brendan Schaefer, KMOV.
Mo, as you guys start to get into the mindset of postseason roster and what that might look like, what are you guys looking for from guys like Dakota and Jack, who obviously very talented, but coming off of injury situations where you kind of have to balance what they could potentially offer you come October?
Well, I definitely would agree that their health is going to be first and foremost on how we think through this. And so the way you're trying to balance out your roster is, can you carry individuals that you can give an extra day or 2 days off to in a postseason run? And, you know, it really then depends on how your offense sets up, or I should say how your starting pitching sets up. And so as we sort of think through that, that's going to be critical in what we set it up for. Now, obviously for one game, you know, it's pretty simple, but if you were to advance, that's when it gets a bit more complicated.
And I see one last question, Jeff Jones.
Yeah, Mr. DeWitt, I was curious what the ownership view is of how attendance has played out at Busch this year. Obviously, there were some restrictions early in the season, but as things have opened up later in the year, and then maybe it hasn't quite gotten to the level it's been in previous years, I was curious what your view is of that and how it affects or doesn't affect long-term planning moving forward.
Well, I think, you know, we really weren't able to sell advance tickets, and that's a big piece of our business, season tickets, group sales, packages. So, you know, we generally go into the season with a big attendance sort of guaranteed, but, you know, it builds obviously as we have success. And we just weren't able to do that this year. We didn't know, you know, what point we could have fans. So the group business, which, you know, has been a great thing for Cardinals and groups for many, many years, we weren't able to deliver on. And obviously, season tickets, you know, they got half a season, a little more than half a season in terms of attendance. Can't remember exactly when we got it, but, and, you know, the packages, packs, we couldn't sell in advance. So without an advance sale, you know, all in all, our attendance turned out pretty well. We're going to draw over 2.1 million, which I don't know where it'll stand in baseball. It'll be up in the top two or three or four. So, you know, if you look around the league, you kind of hear the same thing. I mean, the Red Sox, who have great crowds and have had a wonderful season themselves, they're being asked. And you know, I know, you know, they're like we are. They're pretty much close to sell at capacity all the time. But when you're not in a position to be able to sell tickets in advance, it hurts your attendance. So I point them out. But, you know, you can look at a lot of teams. And I read a bunch of the out-of-town papers and see clips where, you know, it's been sort of across the board that attendance is down. I really believe that's the case. I know in our case it is.
We'll turn it over to Mo for some remarks on today's announcement.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. And first off, just want to thank Bill and the DeWitt family for the support and allowing us to go out and retain really core players to this organization. And Adam certainly exemplifies that. I want to thank Adam, your wife, Jenny, and really your kids. I remember seeing the post on Twitter, even though I'm not on Twitter, but someone gave me a copy of it. So that's how I got it, that you guys were all in and they wanted to see you play. And I think just want to thank them for sharing you for another year. I know it's a huge commitment. I know what this game can do to families, and you're the example of how it works. So send my best to them. I also want to thank Steve Hammond. He's someone that I've gotten to know over the years. We've done a lot of deals with Adam. He's someone that from the agent world, I'd actually say we're friends. And, you know, even getting through this deal, we were able to work through some of the complications and did it with class and professionalism. So I just want to thank him as well. But, you know, for me, getting this deal done was something I felt was very important for this organization, not just because Waino and Yadi represent probably the greatest pitching tandem in baseball history, but also the fact of what really Adam brings to the Cardinals. And I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. Clearly, we think we're getting a top of rotation starter. That's important. Someone that brings experience to our team. Veteran experience, someone that brings leadership and the ability to mentor. You know, candidly, for all of you that don't know Adam, he's just really a great all-around person. And so having that type of player in your organization representing the birds on the bat, representing the DeWitts, myself, and all others, it was really quite simple to get here. And he's an amazing guy. What I'm sharing with you is nothing I've never shared with him. So he knows how I think and how we feel about him. And so I'm just grateful to have you back. And, you know, ultimately, I wish you continued success. So at this time, I'll turn it back over to you, Brian.
Okay. Thank you, Mo.